I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album, comes out April 19th. It's called... It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Me, and welcome to the Tortured Poets Department Files. I am so excited about today's episode. I say that every single Taylor Swift episode. I think I say that about every episode in general, but I really am. We have Bicky on. I am so excited. She is such a fun, like, I view her as one of the OG Swifty, like, fan account people, just because she's one of the first people that I have kind of come across when I was on like Swifty Instagram and all of that. When I first kind of got introduced to it, I was like, oh, cool, like she's there, she's great. She's super talented, very fun, and we had a great episode just talking all about Tortured Poets Department and just her fan account and her love of Taylor Swift. So without further ado, let's get on to the interview with Bicky. All right, everybody, we have Bicky on with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
We're really excited to have you. So first of all, tell everybody about yourself. Like, where do you live? What you do? How old are you? Anything you want them to know?
Yeah, I currently live in Los Angeles. I was raised here all of my life. I'm 26 years old, and I work in marketing. I'm doing a lot of, like, content creation, also events marketing. If you can't already tell with, like, the content that I post out, I do a lot of video editing. It's something that I like to do, but I think a lot of you guys know me for my hobbies as well. I'm very crafty. I make a lot of things, and a lot of my crafts is surrounded on Taylor Swift.
I know. I love that content. Like, I'm always, you'll post something and I'm like, how? So yeah, totally just awesome to see on Instagram and elsewhere, but that's really where I follow you. But tell everybody kind of how you became a Swiftie. Just tell your Swiftie story.
Yeah, so I actually remember the first ever Taylor song that I heard, and it was Teardrops on My Guitar on Radio Disney.
Yes, I remember Radio Disney. I'm sorry to interrupt, but oh my gosh, I watched the what is it, I've Been Leaving with You music video. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was like a ritual, like every day after school I would watch that music video on Radio Disney. Continue. Sorry, yeah. I got excited.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, that's actually where I first heard of Taylor. Like, I remember my dad picking me up from school, and I had like Radio Disney as one of the set stations, and I clicked it over and I was like, oh, this song's really good. And I'm like, what, like 8-9 years old, and I was feeling it. Like, Drew, yeah, I would cry over my guitar about Drew too. I totally get it.
That's so cute.
So I've been listening to Taylor for a really long time now. I actually have a lot of like very fond memories of like high school and listening to Fearless, especially throughout high school, and like going to like high school field trips, like overnight high school field trips. And I remember my friends and I would do karaoke in our hotel room, like far away from school, and we're just like belting to Love Story. So I've been a fan for a while now, but I actually wouldn't call myself a Swiftie until very recently when I felt more connected with the community. I think I really fell in love with Taylor and her music and her craft during Reputation, but it wasn't until like a Taylor's version that I really felt like I was a Swiftie, where I felt like I was part of the community. I wasn't really active before. I kind of just followed her on social media and like liked her post, liked her tweets, but it wasn't until like when I started posting my own stuff too. I think COVID definitely played a part of it. Mm-hmm. Where I was just like, screw it, I'm just gonna post content. And that's where like I made so many friends through TikTok, through Instagram, through Twitter. And that's when I really consider myself as like a full-on Swiftie, where I was like, oh, there's like a community of people that is so welcoming That's when I would consider myself a Swiftie, but I do consider myself like a longtime fan.
Yeah. I think being a Swiftie kind of on your own, I kind of can relate to that because I've been one, like, I would consider myself a Swiftie even if it's just on my own because I was like a very like dedicated fan of her. Like I was, just watching her and just like super into everything. But then once you get into that community and you like realize, oh my gosh, there are some really cool, kind, creative, amazing people who are also Swifties and you can interact online and all that. That's like a completely different level and a completely different feeling. It just kind of makes you feel a little bit more, I guess, connected with like-minded people. And I kind of feel like I got into that when I was doing the podcast. Like, I don't have a Swiftie account or anything like that, but like, I've been doing these podcast projects for I don't know how long now. Yeah, I don't know. But especially inviting people on. My first one was Speak Now, Taylor's Version. But I did like album reviews and stuff before then, with the re-records and all that. But just having people on and talking with them and interacting with them online has just kind of opened up a completely new element to being a Swiftie. It's just like, wow, and then there are these people who are just like just always blowing my mind with their content, with their like funny reels and like all of this like super creative stuff that they're doing. So yeah, I totally get that. But tell me how you started your I guess I would call it a fan account, your yeah. Just tell us how you started that.
Like I said, I've always been working in social media and marketing, and I feel like I'm really creative and I just wanted like an outlet to showcase that as well. I think it was I made my first like Swiftie account was actually through TikTok. And I know a lot of people say like Swift talkers, it's like a different level, but I don't know, like I felt very welcomed in the Swift talk community. Like, and again, I went in really just like throwing caution to the wind, where I was like, screw it, I want to like just show up in this community space. And like everyone was really welcoming. And also it helped that like Taylor created her TikTok account at that like same time too. Like it was so fun. It was so fun being part of like Swift talk bubble. I think my first ever video I made was actually a unboxing, because my first ever piece of merch is was actually from the Folklore a Christmas bundle, not bundle, but like from the Folklore Christmas release, and it was the Folklore oven mitt
Oh, yeah.
and the apron. That was actually my first ever piece of merch, because I was a working adult and I could afford merch for the first time. So that was really special to me. And again, I think that also ties into like when I really felt like I was a where when I considered myself as a true Swiftie. And that does not mean like you have to buy merch to consider yourself a true Swiftie at all. That was when like for me when it clicked. When I like got to unbox my first ever piece of merch, I was like, wow, like this is something that I bought like with my own hard earned adult money.
That is a completely like I totally get that. When I could buy merch, I was like, because I've been stalking the website since I was like 8 and stuff throughout the years, and I'm like, my mom and dad are not buying me this. But when I got like a paycheck and then I could buy a t-shirt, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I dreamed of, So I totally get
Yeah, which is definitely why I probably have a problem now and
that.
I have too much stuff. But that was, I remember that was actually my first like video of content that I ever created. And then that truly opened the doors. And then I was on eBay. I was on Facebook Marketplace trying to find like merch that I've seen in the past and I loved. And I remember I got really lucky with this. This is actually one of my prized items I'm going to show you right now. I got the
No.
Reputation camera for market price because Walmart, this was November 2021. This was right after when I bought the Folklore apron and the oven mitt. I was searching for this and I think I was deep in a Reddit thread, and then someone on Reddit said, hey, Walmart is still selling these for like market price. So then I like quickly looked it up on market because on eBay they were selling it for like a lot, like it was upcharged a lot. So then when I saw that it was available on Walmart, I bought it immediately. So this, the Reputation camera, is my prized
Oh my
possession.
gosh, that is so cool.
I haven't used it yet, because Rep is my favorite album. So I really want to save the Polaroid films for when Rep TV comes out, and like make a big whole deal about
Oh
it.
yeah. I'm all about like the rituals and making things special and, you know, all of that. So that is so cute. Oh my gosh. No, I just bought like a Midnights t-shirt off of Depop the other day. I was like, you know, I didn't buy the shirts, but Midnights is one of my favorite albums. I think Speak Now is my favorite, but Midnights is like so up there, like definitely second favorite. Love it. For a lot of reasons. I got to see Taylor Swift live for the first time on the Eras Tour. So I
Oh.
really? Oh my gosh. That's awesome. I feel
Yeah.
like, I don't know. I feel like everybody else is like, oh, I got to see her. I was on the Speak Now tour. I was on the Red tour, whatever. So that's super special. But that kind of made that era really, really special to me. And then the album's really special. So I went on Depop and I was like, I'm buying a Midnight t-shirt. And so I just got one. So I love secondhand shopping for Taylor merch. That's really cool.
Yeah.
But so you're super creative with your account. Like, what are some of the things you do?
Oh my gosh, I do like a little bit of everything. I don't have my nails right now, but I think one of the things that a lot of people know me for is like doing like Taylor Swift inspired nails. These are just my natural nails right now, so there's
Oh, they're
nothing
so
on there.
pretty.
Oh, thank you. It's just pink. I'm trying to grow them out, but I usually do gel extensions and I create different designs for them, album covers or like inspirations by like my favorite lyrics. Recently for the Eras Tour, I've been recreating a lot of Taylor's costumes. My favorite ones, a couple of my favorite ones that I've done is her Reputation bodysuit, a outfit that I kind of came up with, that was inspired by all of the lyrics of Maroon. That one took me several months to do because I kept on popping into like different Home Depots and Lowe's and just grabbing like all of the paint samples. So I made a dress out of all of the colors mentioned in Maroon, and that's one of my favorite outfits to this day.
That was
Another
super
favorite,
impressive.
I got, I love that dress so much. I still have it. I love it so much. I definitely like recreating the costumes really opened another outlet for me. I didn't realize how much I really enjoyed it. I am a self-taught. I wouldn't even call myself like a seamstress. I'm just self-taught on like the sewing machine. I bought it like I think 2 years ago, and I remember the first outfit that I recreated was it was one of Taylor's All Too Well performances, and this was for Tribeca, for the Tribeca Film Fest. And I recreated that outfit because in that outfit that she wore, I'll show you a photo afterwards, but the outfit that she wore when she was performing All Too Well, this was the first time that she was performing All Too Well without crying. Like, and you could tell that like as like the song has changed for her. So I think that was really that was also a changing point for me where I realized there was another creative outlet that I could like deep reach into because I bought a sewing machine specifically for this project. And then it kind of just evolved from there. And I don't really use a pattern or anything for my costumes either. I kind of just figure it out on my own. Like I
Yeah.
make my own patterns. Yeah, I like if I see like for the Reputation bodysuit, in my mind it was a in my mind I just needed three pieces and it was the bottoms, the sweetheart top and then the long sleeve. And in my mind I just kind of broke it apart and then recreated it together. I know there's so many other creators out there that are so insanely talented and like have like fabric and patterns that they like drafted, and I would so love to do that, but I don't have enough time or patience in the day. And this is something that works for me. I kind of just like find things and put them together. But I do also like creating things from scratch too. So that's like two of the creative hobbies I have. I also I paint. I also know how to bookbind. Right now, one of the projects that I'm doing is I've been binding all of Taylor's lyrics into one book form.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I always wanted to physically hold the lyrics in my hand. So I've been doing that, and I think that's what I'm gonna do for like Christmas presents or Swiftmas presents for my friends this year, and like have all of the lyrics in one book for them. That's one project. And then another thing that I picked up is a tufting, which is making rugs. And I'm gonna pause real quick because I'm gonna show you the rug that
Oh
I
my gosh,
made.
yay. I'm so excited.
This is the Reputation rug that I made.
What? That looks so amazing.
It's like not focusing, but
No, I can
you
see it. Oh my gosh, that is crazy. How do
yeah.
you know how to do all this stuff? Like,
Honestly, a lot of it is self-taught.
that is, you are so crazy talented. Like, you have so many different avenues that you can just like, oh, I can also do this. Like,
Yeah, I've always been very crafty. I volunteer at a summer camp for kids, and my nickname at camp is actually Crafty because everyone knows if they need to know how to do something, if they need to know how to make a bracelet, they could come to Crafty and then I'll teach them.
oh, that is so cute. That's adorable. I love that. Wow. No, anytime you post, I mean, your nail art, I can barely paint my nails just to like one color, not chunky. Like, I can't stop touching things. And so I can barely paint my nails. And then you're like out here doing like old seagulls for 1989. I'm like, how the heck? Like, some people are so blessed. but no, I'm so blown away by all of your skills. Like, seriously, people who are listening, if you don't follow her, you need to follow her because she's absolutely crazy talented. But something that really kind of blew my mind was you posted a menu inspired by the Tortured Poets Department. How did you even come up with the ideas for what's on there?
So if you don't know, I created a menu script. So for everyone at home that wants to have a listening party, I basically created a menu, and on the entire menu it featured all of the songs so far. Actually, I think I need to update it because we had more variants come out. But each song was incorporated in like a food item. And it I honestly spent all day thinking about it because I usually have like a release party, or I usually go to New York for a release week. But this year I'm just gonna be at home because I feel like for Tortured Poets, I most likely want to be by myself and like cry and listen to it by
Yeah.
myself. So at listening parties, like I like having like little foods or like little nods to like the album. So this is exactly what I did for Midnights as well. So I really just sat down and I was like, okay, what pun can I do with the title? What food pun can I do for the title? And that was literally it. I don't know, I can't remember the ones that I created off of the top of my head, but
I have
yeah,
it
I was
pulled
very
up. Oh my gosh.
yeah.
So I love this. I want to make down bad brownies. Really want to make
Yeah.
those. I can do it with the broken tart. Guilty as cinnamon rolls. So cute. The Florida key lime pie. That is really cute. Buffa L L eh. Why can't I do this? LOML wings.
Yeah.
Clara bow tie pasta. Tortilla Poets Quesa Department, Quesa
Yes, that one
Department.
was my favorite one, and I was like, does this work? And I was like, oh, it does work. It does work.
It totally works. And then the smallest ham who ever lived. I'm sorry, I burst out laughing when I first saw that. I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Who's afraid of little old Brie? Like, these are so clever. And then you have drinks. I can mix him. No, really, I can. That is so funny. Fresh out the slammer sounds really good. Southern Comfort Amaretto Sloe Gin.
Yes, that's an actual drink. I can't remember the name of it, but I think it's like a Florida slammer or like a something slammer, and then I just played off of it. Yeah, a lot of these were I've done before, or like I just truly found words that rhymed and that were a food that rhymed, and I was like, does this make sense?
Oh, it totally does. Like the alchemy, gold dust, and champagne. Like, that's perfect. It's
And like,
that would be so pretty. And I love how the bolter is Red Bull and vodka. That just sounds like completely unhinged. And just like, oh my God.
Because I feel like you need like Red Bull and vodka, you know, because Red Bull and vodka gets you like up and going. And if you're the bolter, that's what you need. It
You need
totally makes
energy.
Yeah. I don't think I included this, but I would put Taylor's version. Well, this album isn't Taylor's version, but if someone wanted to put it on the menu, I would put Taylor's version as Diet Coke and vodka. Because
Yes.
that's Taylor's drink. Yeah.
That's what I'm planning on having. Either that or wine, depending on how long the album is, maybe both. But no, I love that. And I'm totally going to be like taking inspiration from that for my listening party. Same as you, I'm going to be alone. I have to be alone anyway to record the podcast because I listen to the album and then I record like after each track my reaction to it and then release it like that night. So I typically need to be alone for that anyway. My sisters were like, we should all have a listening party for this album. And I was like, first of all, I've got the podcast, but second of all, even if I didn't have the podcast, I don't know that I would want to listen to it with anybody. It sounds like it's going to be like a heartbreak album. Like it's just, you know, I remember we had a folklore listening party. This was before I was doing the podcast reviews. And I remembered the one hit and I totally thought that like she had broken up and like it was, and I was so discombobulated with that song. I was like crying the entire folklore album because of the one. And I was like, maybe I don't want to repeat that again. This is like awful.
I think listening parties are so fun. Like for 1989, I was in New York with Ashley, you know, Ashley. Ashley, Molly, Abigail, Beck, and Raquel. Like, and it was so fun because it was New York 1989. So fun. But I think the vibe's just so different for a Tortured Poets. Again, we don't really know because like no single has been released yet, but based from the titles alone and what like the front and the back of the vinyl looks like, I could feel my heart breaking. And I'm totally fine with like crying with other people, but I feel like I'm gonna need to pause in between each song and like sit there and absorb all of the lyrics.
I'm gonna need some time to like process, decompress, and also just like, I don't know, because for me being a fan for so long, I feel this connection, and maybe it's like a parasocial relationship. I don't care. I don't know. But I like feel this connection, empathy for Taylor, and I'm kind of like, I just want to feel that by myself. I don't want people to be like, oh my gosh, you're like ridiculous over a celebrity. I'm like, but like, I've grown up with her, you know? So I'm like, I need to feel my feelings alone, apart from humanity. I like really don't need anyone watching me cry about this song.
Also, on that take about parasocial relationships, I would argue that Taylor is also parasocial with us. Like, it's a two-way street.
Okay.
I would argue that
Okay, that
because,
makes me feel validated.
because like, especially like on Tumblr, like Taylor would be keeping up to date of like what's going on in our lives, you know? So like if this is a parasocial relationship, it's a two-way street. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better because, you know, I'm crying over this woman I've never met, but like, I feel like so familiar with. So.
Even though I've never met Taylor, I definitely feel like she's a big sister in my life. Especially with like Fearless. Fearless is like I still feel the same way that I feel when listening to Fearless or 15 when I was 15 years old, or when I was 10 years old, listening to it for the first time, you know. And here I am now, 26 years old. And whenever I hear the first notes of Fearless, like I'm like, oh, like, ah.
I know.
It makes me so. And when she during the Eras Tour, when she says, "Are you? Do you want to go back to high school with me?" I'm like, "Yes, I
Yes.
hate high school, but yes, I would go back with you."
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was just, I don't know. She just has a way of bringing out the emotion. Like, Fearless is a fun song and it's great, but like it's so nostalgic and she knows that. And so she's like, you want to go back with me? Like, like that's just, I don't know. Anyway, okay, so moving on to Tortured Poets Department. Like, what did you think when she announced the album?
Oh my God, I was full on like she's gonna announce Reputation. Like full on I because everyone knows I'm a really big Rep fan. So I actually scheduled a hair appointment to go blonde in preparation because I thought like I was so dead set she's gonna announce Reputation tonight. I think like most people were.
Oh, yeah.
So I scheduled a hair appointment to go blonde. And then during the Grammys when she was like, yeah, new album. I was like, Did that really just happen right now? I was really in shock. I didn't record myself. I was just watching the live stream, but I was truly like in shock. I was like, I think the first thing I thought it was like, damn, Taylor and I, we have different hours in the day. Like her 24 hours in a day is really different from my 24 hours in a day. Because what do you mean she's been keeping this a secret for 2 years and she's been working on a brand new album for 2 years now?
I know.
I was in pure shock and I started texting all of my friends because I was sitting there like in my room alone, like watching the Grammys. So I was texting my friends. I was like, was that real? Like, is she really announcing a brand new album in the middle of her world tour right now while she's at the Grammys right now too?
I
So I was
know.
just like pure shock. And I loved Midnights. I love Midnights. Midnights, I think, is my second favorite album after Reputation. I love Midnights. I'm such a pop girly. Like Midnight Rain is my favorite song. Oh, good. I've been a like the first time I heard Midnight Rain, like during the listening party, I was
Like,
like, oh, not everyone understood Midnight Rain, but oh, I got it. I got Midnight Rain.
this is
So
my song.
I was like, oh, I love this song so much. And it's so different. But I know there's a lot of speculation of like what Tortured Poets is going to sound like. And for me, I honestly don't really care what it's gonna sound like. Because I'm just so excited that we're getting new music, you know? Like if it's going to sound folklore, if it's going to be the third sister to Folklore and Evermore, amazing, great. I'm a little worried for me because I would need a dictionary.
Exactly. I'm already preparing to be like, like I'm a writer, but I'm like her language is I aspire to, I feel like listening to Taylor's maybe educating me on English language. I don't know.
I would be so excited if it's like the Third Sister album. But for me, I didn't understand that there was a love triangle between like Betty, James, and August for the longest time. So if this is the sister album, I fear I wouldn't truly understand what's going on. Like I would enjoy it and I would be screaming the lyrics, but I truly, truly wouldn't be understanding it until it finally clicks in like much later. As much as I would be super excited for that, I'm also would be super excited if it's like a different sort of sound. If it sounds a lot like Midnight Rain, I would 100% be all for it. Or if it just sounds like pop, I love pop. She's pop girly. I'm a pop girly. Like it's I love pop. So no matter what sound, I'm gonna be so excited for it. But I do think the lyrics is going to be gut-wrenching. That's one thing.
If I look now. Before I say this, my predictions rarely ever accurate. I just like to put out, here's what I want to see and, see if it's wrong or whatever. But one of the only predictions that I had that was correct was the Speak Now cardigan. I was like doing that Speak Now project. So I was talking to all my guests about the Speak Now cardigan and do you think it's going to happen? And then it happened and I was like, yes, like that was right. But all that to be said, I'm normally wrong. But my hope slash prediction, I'm same with you, like whatever she releases, I'll listen to and I'll be 1000% excited about it. But I think it's gonna be like folklore-esque lyrics, like with a dictionary and you need to like, whatever, like really deep and I guess, I don't know, just really intellectual lyrics.
The quill lyrics, yeah.
Yes. And then Midnight Sound. That is what I'm hoping for. But again, will not be disappointed with anything she releases.
Yeah, especially because I believe Jack has been confirmed as one of the producers for Tortured Poets, right? So I mean I love Jack Antonoff. He helped co-create Getaway Car. Big stan. So I like Jack Antonoff. I like the Bleachers, so and I really like the sound. And like I really like everything that they produce together. So no matter what, you know, I'm here for Taylor. Like I'm gonna love the music no matter what.
Exactly. No, I'm very excited. I can't believe we're getting a new album. Like when she said brand new album, I was like, what?
Yeah, so I think everyone knew she was gonna do something, but for her to like really like red herring us, yeah, like and like it was chaos that day because her website was down and then someone found the source code and it was like red herring and there was like so many like things happening where like there's mischief afoot, like something like there's something that's gonna happen. But truly, I was so shocked when we got our new album. Like, I'm still in shock that we're just so lucky to have Taylor, who like Taylor loves us so much. Like, Taylor loves us and like her fans so much to be constantly feeding us so well. Like, we constantly have new music. She has this world tour adding so many new dates, like mixing up insane surprise song combos
Oh
for
my
us.
gosh, that's crazy. Like, I was so excited to get, like, I think at my show we got Gorgeous and High Infidelity since it was April 29th, and we knew we were gonna get High Infidelity, and I was like, yes. So the whole stadium was screaming, like, do you really want to know where I was April 29th? And we're all just like, yes, and it was amazing. And then, like, just the way she's evolved creatively, I'm like, I mean, you feel like, okay, there's a point where she can't get better than this. This is like her top. This is her, like, her moment. And then she's like, oh, actually, just a little higher. I'm gonna like go a
Yeah.
little higher, or I'm gonna do this crazy like mashup. And you're like, how did you even think about this? Like, these two songs, I would not put together. And then you put them together, and all of a sudden, it created like a whole new narrative of like your music. And I'm constantly blown away by her. But yeah, so far we have, I mean, I think we have all the bonus tracks and everything. But what is your, I guess, your opinion on the album in regards to like the style or aesthetic of it, as far as the lyric, like titles, the back cover lyrics, and then the covers and back covers of, whatever photos we've seen so far from Georgia Post Department.
Oh my gosh, the aesthetic, gorgeous. I am living for it. It's very, to me, I know some people interpret it differently because I remember for the Midnight's photo shoot for the vinyl covers, everyone was like, oh, this is going to sound I can't remember, like retro, or like the scheme looked really retro. But for Tortured Poets, it's very like, not dark academia, but it looks very academia to me, with the manuscript, with the departments and the chair head. So it screams academia to me. Obviously, like, I don't know what that's going to sound like. That's just like the aesthetic of the photo shoot, and I'm really enjoying it so far. I love how committed she is to the bit for her Instagram with her face.
She really is. I'm like, I'll swipe on the photo. I'm like, oh, color, here we go.
Yeah.
But her feed's looking great. I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
girl.
And I think that definitely is like telling us like she's shifting out of the eras too. Like, it's definitely a close on what we currently know now, and Tortured Poets is gonna be completely new standard. I love the photos. I love the aesthetic. I love the emotion that you could feel from like the photos that we've seen so far. And also like the hints of the lyrics that we've seen so far too. The emotion that's there, I know it's going to break me. But I also know it's gonna piece me back together because I feel like Tortured Poets is definitely like a healing journey for her. And I think we could kind of see that too throughout the Eras Tour with like the mashup that she's been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes, but it's also healing at the same time. And I've been rewatching, because the Eras Tour is on hiatus right now, I've been rewatching old clips of like songs that she sung in the like earlier last year versus like now, and how much she's changed within the year. And I think this again goes back into like how much like we as fans changed songs for her, like how we did for All Too Well.
Yeah, no, I think that's so beautiful and like such a good, I don't know, I feel I'm an optimist, maybe except for when it comes from my own stuff, I'm like, oh, it's all doom and gloom when it's my own stuff, and I'm like spreading optimism to everybody. It's gonna work out, But like just seeing how, I don't know, how even the most terrible things can work out if you give it time and you have supportive people around you. And I just, it's like the fact that she could even sing You're Losing Me, like, I did not think she would ever perform that song live, ever. Like, I was convinced she would never perform it live. And the fact that she could even sing it and like hit at things, talk about things, and then release this whole album that I assume a lot of it has to do with her breakup. And that's never easy, especially, in her circumstance. Just the fact that she can turn it into something beautiful. We haven't even heard the album yet, but I know it's gonna be beautiful. And then just the fact that like there are certain songs that have become like a fan thing where mm-hmm. it used to be like out of heartbreak. And now it's kind of like a celebratory, like everyone loves this song. This is like a standout type thing. Mm-hmm. And so, but no, I've been so blown away by the lyrics on the back. Like, I love you. It's running my life. I'm like who writes that?
Like, who comes up with this?
But this is awful. And what's the other one? You don't get to tell me about sad. And yeah. I'm like, what? So I don't know. I'm really, really excited about it because I'm just like, there's so many different, it's not just sad. It's like sad, angry, denial, whatever. I don't know if you've seen on Twitter the stages of grief.
I have. I fully believe it.
Me too.
Based by like the variants that we've seen, I definitely believe it. That's why like I agree that this is going, or like I would guess that this is a healing journey. Like we're gonna go through all the stages while listening throughout the album. And I do think she's going to release like either a deluxe version or similar to the 3 a.m. tracks. I do think we are going to get something like that on top of like the bonus tracks from the vinyl variants. Or I hope so. I hope so. I'm just being greedy. I just want more.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past her. Like she, yeah. I'm sure she has like tons of material that's, you know, just, you know, she could release like a whole new album with songs, unreleased stuff. So
I mean, I would listen to her releasing like her voice memos and that as an album. I would listen to that like 100%. I also would love to see any like creative or a documentary of like how this album came to be, like her creative process, like how she came up with lyrics. Or like I really liked watching the Reputation like the behind the scenes
the making of the song.
Yeah, the making of the songs, like the getaway car one. Iconic.
I love that. I love they're like, put the money back, stole the keys. That was the last time you ever saw me. Ah! That was so fun. No, I am such a nerd when it comes to songwriting, whatever. I used to write songs and stuff. And I thought I would be a musician one day. So any behind the scenes, anything that I can get from like the making of an album, being in the studio, like that stuff, I'm like such a geek over. But especially when it's Taylor Swift, I'm like, she's in the studio. She's creating this like hit. Oh my gosh, how do you do it? I would love a behind the scenes of this album. That's why I really can't wait for like the Spotify like videos. I can't wait for those. I don't know what those are gonna be, but I hope it's like little clips, like it was for Midnights of her like recording songs or whatever. But also, I would want either a behind the scenes of Georgia Poets Department, or if I'm being greedy, a behind the scenes of like the making of the Eras Tour. I would love that documentary.
Yes, I would absolutely love a documentary. And I do think, well, again, I'm also being greedy. I do think we're going to get it because this tour is like so iconic, and it sets the standards for like tours now. Like I've seen so many people say like, oh, like wow, my concert is so short and it was only like an hour and a half long. But I'm like, that's a typical concert though.
Yeah,
that's like what a normal concert like this. It's just we are so blessed that Taylor is doing this giant 3.5 hour long concert for us. We're just really blessed in that aspect because Eras Tour was my first ever Taylor concert. Like that was my first time seeing. Actually, no. I saw Taylor for the first time at Tribeca Film Festival, and my first song that I heard her sing was All Too Well. Taylor's version, the 10-minute version. So mm-hmm. that was my first time seeing. But my first ever Taylor concert was the Eras Tour, because again, this was the first time that I could afford going to her concert. So it was just really special to me. But I was today's the anniversary, I think, of like the 1 year of the Eras Tour. 1 year ago, I was in Arizona. Oh my god,
it's crazy.
But yeah, like this was my first time like meeting up with friends in person to go see Taylor, and it was just so special. And like we didn't know what to expect whatsoever. Like walking into the stadium, like because I was there, and like I couldn't like see anything that was going on because like I didn't have any signal. But being there live and hearing the first notes of like Miss Americana and seeing her pop out of like the pink and orange lettuce things, that was, and then like hearing Fearless and then like era after era, and then my surprise songs before we knew that they were surprise songs were Tim McGraw and Mirrorball. Like, it was such a mind-blowing experience because I've been to concerts before, like, but there was nothing like this
No.
at all. Like, Taylor is a entertainer. Like, I was thoroughly entertained. I think in an interview she's told me before, like, are you not entertained? I'm like, yes, Taylor, I am very much entertained. I'm
Yeah.
so entertained that like I'm willing to like sit down and watch you perform every single night on my show on my phone, watching you at their store through my phone, like me and
Exactly.
like everyone else, you know?
Yeah, it's like people, I don't know, it's kind of interesting because such a demand for the Eras Tour. Like I went in April, like last April, and I loved it. And there's actually a show in New Orleans, which is, or there are a couple, three shows. That's like 2 hours away from me. I did not get tickets, but like I'm on the lookout.
Yeah.
Like the idea that you would want to go again for a 3.5 hour show, like be on your feet, pay hotel tickets, whatever, to do it all again. It's just a testament to like how much of an entertainer and how like masterful she is at what she does. And like I'm a huge fan. Obviously, that has something to do with it. But like, I don't know who else I would stand in like high heels for 3.5 hours for, like, to see live. Like, I don't think there is anybody else to be like, oh, well, I would love to see them live, but like, that's a long show, you know? For Taylor, I'm like, I wish it were longer. Like, please, I want to go again, you know? And so, I don't know. It's crazy. She has gotten, I mean, I can't say anything about other tours since I hadn't been, but there's something about this tour that is just so incredible.
I mean, I would sell my soul to be able to go back in time and go to the Reputation Stadium tour. I was in college at that time and did not have the funds to go,
Cause
but
college.
I would sell my soul to go back in time and go to the Rep Stadium tour.
I feel the same way about Speak Now tour because that just was so magical fairy tale like princess vibes. And I was how old was I? Like 10 or 11. And obviously can't buy my own ticket and like she wasn't anywhere near me and my parents were like, no, we're not doing this. Which totally fair, but I was like, oh my gosh, you know, watching on my phone and actually I didn't have a phone at that time. My 30 minutes of computer time that I was allowed a day. and just
Computer.
watching that. Yeah. I would watch like Journey to Fearless and I would have it up on YouTube and I would watch 30 minutes and then I'd be like, nobody X out that tab. I'm in the middle of watching it, you know, and so but anyway, no, but I mean, I feel incredibly fortunate. Like, I don't mean to sound like ungrateful, being like, I really want to go again. But like, I feel so incredibly fortunate to have even gotten a ticket to the Eras Tour. Oh my gosh. And that was just so magical after like years of waiting and wanting to go, getting to do that and having the means to do that myself and just being like, okay, like, this is such a special opportunity. And it makes me feel like, honestly, like, so grown up and so like, it just makes me feel so good, you know? Just being like, okay, at that point I was 23, like I can afford my own ticket. I have the means to go out of state and see her, like just so special. But no, that tour is just crazy. I don't even know how, like I don't know what the makeup of her tours after this is gonna look like. But the Eras Tour, oh my gosh, crazy.
Yeah, it's so hard to like, I just want to know what goes on in Taylor's mind, you know? Like, how does she come up with like so many of these concepts? And again, like I know that she's working with like choreographers and like she's working with other industry professionals too, but like so much of it is like Taylor's own like ideas, you know, and like her own creativity. So I just really want to know like how her brain works and how she's able to do like so many projects. Because I think one thing that we're forgetting is that she also has her directorial debut coming out too.
Yeah.
Like she's also directing a movie. And I'm like, how? You're doing like so many different things. And I'm like barely able to like keep up with like my like hobbies that like I don't even do on that grand of a scale. So it's so inspiring to see. And like she's just so inspiring in like everything that she does, and she really is like at the top of the world right now. And I'm just so lucky to call myself a fan and like to meet so many people who like love her the same way that I love her, you know? And like there's so many great people in the community as well. And like, yeah, like the Eras Tour is my first like Taylor concert, and it was so, I think what made it so special versus like other concerts that I've been to. And don't get me wrong, I also really enjoyed other concerts that I've been to of other artists. Like just the experience that you get going into the Eras Tour, everyone like is dressed up in a costume or like an outfit that they've been creating, and like the trading bracelet aspect of it. Like friendship bracelets has been a thing like forever since we were kids. But having that as like a core part of like the Eras Tour is so special. And I think the Eras Tour mixed with like Barbie too, like and like the summer truly being like girlhood, and like I think like it was just it's such a special time, like, and I don't know how like the stars aligned to make it work, but it really did. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like I don't think I'm explaining it. Like I think like one thing like just constantly that I think about, like it just feel I feel like it's the entire album of Fearless. Like the Eras Tour and the feeling that I get attending the Eras Tour and meeting up with friends and like trading friendship bracelets, I feel like I'm in the album of Fearless. Like that feeling of like girlhood and like the feeling of like adventure, and like yes, it's a little bit scary, but like if you just take my hand and like we will go together like headfirst fearless, that's like the feeling that I get of like the Eras Tour and like meeting up with all my friends, making these costumes, like doing my nails. Like it's just I just like wow, like God, like I'm alive right now, and I'm so lucky to be alive in the time of Taylor Swift.
I know, you sum that up so well. Like, oh my gosh, I feel exactly the same way. There's just a unique feeling to it, and just seeing everybody who is just as excited as you are. Everyone's excited for each other. Like, I was asking people, okay, can you take my picture? And they're like, oh yeah, of course. And like, they were excited. And I was like, this is my first Taylor show. And the girls above me were like, oh my gosh, like, ah. And they were like all screaming and freaking out for me. And I was just like, what in what other world? I mean, I'm sure there are other fandoms that do that, but like, I've never experienced that. And just to go and be like, wow, this is absolutely crazy. And just the whole feeling of it just being like so special. Like, I totally get that, especially just the whole summer of just seeing other people like online that you know or you are familiar with going to the Eras Tour and just being so excited for their experience and everything. It's just such, I feel like it's showcasing the most positive side of the Swiftie community. And I love that because I just think, like, I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to have a good time. And I really just feel like it's something super special.
So special. And there's you just like you I was listening to you and it brought up like something else that like just popped in my head, but I can't remember right now. So maybe you'll come up again, but we can move on. Sorry.
It's good. But yeah, I'm so looking forward to Torture Post Department. Just the vibe that it's giving me. I hope that there's closure at the end because I feel like it's going to start off. It might be a whole, like, I don't know if it's going to be a chronological journey, chronological, or if it's going to be kind of all over the place. But I hope at the end there's something that is like closed because Folklore ended with Hoax. How is that fair? Like, I was like, wait, this is the ending? Like, I feel so unsettled right now. This is so like what was that song, you know? And so I hope that there's something. What is the last? I'm gonna look up the track list real quick. I can't remember the last song on Torture Poets Department. Is it Clarabelle? No. Well, it's Clarabelle or the manuscript, depending on like what version. But yeah, I hope it has some sort of closure to it. I kind of feel like it is addressing and kind of closing a chapter or starting a new one. And so I do hope that there's some sort of like end or something to it, you know? But regardless, I'm very excited about it.
I think so. Like Clarabelle, I think Clarabelle is gonna sound a little bit like the lucky one, especially with like if you like know the history of Clarabelle. I mean, I didn't know before Torture Poets, so so I think it's gonna sound a little bit like the Lucky One, and definitely like, or maybe even a Last Great American Dynasty, where like the storytelling of like through the lyrics. I would love for it to be like as poppy as Last Great American Dynasty, but if it's like more like sad and like soulful, if that makes sense, as like the lucky one too. Like I feel like it could go either way, or we could totally be surprised as well. I'm just really excited. I'm really excited for it. I don't know what to expect because I know to not expect with Taylor, because like she's gonna blow my expectations out of the water. So no
Very
matter what.
consistently.
Yeah, so I'm very excited, and like I don't know if she's gonna tour for Tortured Poets, or I don't know if the set list is going to be completely different for the Eras Tour to include Tortured Poets. I don't know what's gonna happen. All I know is I will be watching the Paris shows on my phone.
Yes, no, I was talking with Rachel for this project, and she and I were talking about how there's a break
Yeah, right.
currently, and then her shows start up after the album
Torture Poets May.
releases. So I think she, again, I'm always wrong, but I think that she's probably gonna add something with Tortured Poets Department to the tour. Maybe she's just taking a break to promote the album. And that's, again, totally like understandable. But I'm kind of like, would she take this opportunity to revamp the set
Yeah.
list? I have no clue. But I like to think that she is, but I'm also kind of not totally convinced because my track record with being correct. But no, regardless of what she does, like I think it's gonna be so exciting. And if she doesn't add like a permanent section in there, she's definitely gonna play them as like surprise songs.
Yeah, I, as much as I would love, 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 love a Torture Poets section of like the Eras Tour, I don't know how feasible it is with like new choreography, new outfits, and like the transitions in between. But again, I wouldn't doubt Taylor. Like, I would not doubt Taylor if she could make it happen. If anyone can make it happen, it's definitely her. So I wouldn't doubt her if she somehow manages to do it. But as much as I would love that, but I mean, it's, we're just so lucky to be here, like to be the time of Taylor Swift, and like to constantly get new music, constantly get like so much content, you know? And like we're so lucky that like she cares so much about her fans to like be willing to like share this aspect of her with us.
I know, I know. It's really, it just makes me feel good that she feels she can trust, just trust the fans, I guess, to
Yeah.
share this part of her. But yeah, cool. Okay, so we do have a rapid fire, but before that, really quick, where can people find you online?
Yeah, my handle is the same across like my Instagram and TikTok, and it's just at no it's Bicky. And I think I also have a Pinterest, but I don't really post on Pinterest that much, but it's just at no it's Bicky everywhere. Yeah.
Cool. Everybody can follow her because she is very, very cool. Okay, so rapid fire. It's might not be rapid. No worries if you're not rapid because nobody ever
Okay.
is. Okay. All right, first question, favorite Taylor Swift outfit recreation.
Reputation.
All right. Next question, chai cookies or vodka Diet Coke?
Ooh, I would say vodka Diet Coke.
Favorite era on the Eras Tour.
Oh, Reputation.
I love Reputation. It's so fun.
Your the heels click clack, like I feel my soul like reviving.
I mean, gosh, just the transition into Reputation is so like shocking, but also so well. Like, what is going on?
Tolerate it into ready for it.
I know. It's
So
crazy. All right, dream surprise song combination.
Midnight Rain and Back to December.
Obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons, but have you heard the mashup? Like, it is the mashup is so good. That's dream surprise song for a mashup. Sorry, for a mashup, dream surprise mashup would be Midnight Rain and Back to December. You should listen to it, it's really good. Speculation is that it's about the same person, speculation. But
Makes sense.
Getaway Car and Maroon, because Midnight Rain is my favorite song and it's already on the set list. Getaway Car and Maroon, because I lost both of them by one night in New
I
York and I
know.
was devastated. So,
And weren't you wearing
yeah.
your marine outfit?
Yes, I was. I was. I was devastated.
Darn it. Yeah, no, that's ugh. Oh my gosh. Okay, last question. Favorite Taylor Swift music video?
Oh my God, music video. I mean, Look What You Made Me Do is so iconic. It's so iconic, but I would actually say my favorite music video. Oh, that's so hard. I really love the Our Song music video.
Yes.
It is such a time capsule of like that time, but it's so, yeah, like it's, I feel like it's the perfect time capsule. And it like really like encapsulates like the essence of the song, if that makes sense. And
It
like
does, yeah.
really does. And like the scene, like that overhead scene of like her like laying down in the bed of roses.
Yeah.
Iconic, yeah. I
Yeah.
think that was my favorite,
And
yeah.
I read that she shipped roses to fans. Like she,
Oh.
there's some fans that have like the roses from the music video.
Oh.
So that's even more special. But no, I love that, like our song. That
Oh,
is such a
so
good song. I'm so glad it made the movie.
yeah. Oh, me too. That was one of my surprise songs, and I was shaking because I think that was the same night I got You're in Love for LA. So I, yeah, Our Song was so special. I think getting any like debut song was so special because
Oh,
I
yeah.
got Our Song, so it was so special. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, Vicky, thank you so much for coming on. This has been so fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was so fun. It's so fun getting to talk to like another Swiftie and like really just sharing all my thoughts in my head about Taylor.
I know. I know. I love it.
I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album, comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department.